The Cabbage Town musician, popularly known as Benjamin Smoke, died of liver failure caused by hepatitis C in January of 1999. He was 39 years old. Before he passed away, he left his mark on the underground music scene with his bands Smoke and the Opal Fox Quartet, among others, and his life and enigmatic work were captured in Jem Cohen's 2000 documentary, Benjamin Smoke. One of his frequent bandmates, Bill Taft, still lives in Atlanta, and he joined us in our studios to remember and share a short essay about his friend.
So my friend Benjamin was a man of many names, many identities. Since the documentary movie was made about him, his name has become, in popular culture, Benjamin Smoke. Another name he created was Opal Fox. That was the name of his drag queen identity. He was a work of art. He was kinetic sculpture. He created characters and embodied them and brought them to life through performance. That was really the great thing about playing music with him is, yes, he created a character which represented a mood. So as he was in character, he embodied the mood. And as a musician, I could follow his mood. So he was a great musician to improvise with because he was always focused on something intense. So when I think of Benjamin, I miss the collaboration because he had a tremendous work ethic. A few years ago when I wrote this piece, we were getting ready to go to New York to see the David Dorfman dance troupe perform their new dance, Come and Back Again. This, to me, was really interesting or odd or disorienting because they were taking music we had written together, and then they were going to present it. We flew to New York to see the premiere at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and I wound up sitting in the audience listening to other people play the music I helped write. That experience got me thinking about the past and how frustrating memory can be and how we're all stuck with some picture, some movie that we took, wanted to take, but somehow that film, the picture was lost, and all we have is the memory. As we attempt to tell others about the memory, words often fail us. So this very short story is just about the frustration of memory, the madness of retrospection, and the curse of being unable to forget. Before Opal Fox died, I shot a Super 8 movie with him. He starred in our version of The Revenge of Samson Upon the Philistines. Opal was sick with AIDS and hepatitis, and sores covered his frail body. He didn't look like a strong man, but he let his hair grow long one last time. Blindfolded, he felt his way through Cabbage Town to the Crog Street Tunnel. Its concrete walls and columns would be our doomed temple. He pushed on a column, shoved his bare shoulder into the unforgiving slab. I pushed in with the camera for a close-up. We had very little light. The macaroni glued to his high-heeled shoes fell off. His prom dress was torn. The bike chain made a nice necklace. The tears were real.
Distance is glamorous, but distance seems ominous. I've got a cigar box.
This is the scene where you use what little strength you have left to topple the massive stone columns upon your captors. So look like a freedom fighter, I directed. Or a terrorist, said Opal. If you can't be safe, be on the news, I said. Only this once, Opal said. Only this once.
Cannot explain simple daily occurrences. The characters enter as often they exit. They leave me alone.
2 months later, he was gone. Before I could develop the film, a tree fell on my back room studio. Split timbers crushed the camera. The wrath of God destroyed our tribute to his vengeance. You know what burns my rear end? Today, all I have is this story about the movie that was never seen. But soon, very soon, a small army of Connecticut Yankees will assemble a scale model of this memory. Genetically altered monkeys will play our parts, and a live band will play the game of our calamities with such precision. Opal and I will at last be able to rest, calm of mind, all passion spent.
That was Atlanta writer Bill Taft. This essay recently appeared in the collection I Drum Periodically, Anthology 1.